This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Other numbers will peek at the financial health of CVS later this morning when the chain releases its latest quarterly earnings. The company has been branding itself less as a convenience store and more as a healthcare company. No more cigarettes, you may recall. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more on how that strategy is playing out.
The pharmacy counter was put in the back of a CVS for a reason. Charles Ree is an analyst with Cowen and Company.
They're hoping that on your way out, you're going to realize, hey, I need some toothpaste, or maybe I'll buy a newspaper and, there's some gum at the front. And all of those are actually higher margin products than actually picking up drugs.
Now, the company is investing in actually providing health services. It's taken over the pharmacy counter at hundreds of Target stores. CVS bought Omnicare, a company that provides prescription drugs to long-term care facilities. And for years, it's been expanding walk-in clinics in its stores.
Convenience care or the retail care is going to be one of the biggest growth drivers in the next decade.
That's Mohan Naidu. He's an analyst, a health industry analyst with Oppenheimer. He says that growth is coming because lots of people are getting pushed into high deductible plans by their employers. And
the cost is definitely significantly lower going to a retail clinic than actually going to a physician office.
And maybe you'll still pick up a pack of gum on the way out. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.